Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Perseverance Theater's upcoming season.
And to talk about it, we have Art Roach, who is the Executive Artistic Director of Perseverance, and Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage Program Assistant. So Art and Josh, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Art, before we get into the actual season coming up, and you've been bringing some great plays to Anchorage, let's take a step backwards. Just talk a moment about why Perseverance is bringing plays to Anchorage. What's the philosophy of expanding beyond Juneau?
Sure. Perseverance Theater's mission is to create professional theater by and for Alaskans, and we've always interpreted that to be have a statewide implication in terms of the work we produce, the artists we work with, and the audience that we play to. And about 5 years ago, we went through a pretty significant leadership transition, and we're looking at the long-term future of our organization and felt that if we had a larger audience base, we could fulfill that mission better, particularly with regard to what we were paying Alaskan artists, like actors and designers and directors, to work on our shows, and what we were paying our artisans, our carpenters, painters, stage managers, and so forth to work on our shows, and what we could afford in terms of support staff for all of that. So the big idea here is to make productions and play them to as many Alaskans as we can, and as a first step, establishing a season in Anchorage is the no-brainer best way to reach as many people as we can.
But you intend to even move out farther, I'd gather.
I think in the long term, Jean, that's right. We would be interested in some kind of annual rural tour is an idea that's come up, which I think is a great idea. A production that did the Marine Highway circuit around Southeast would be really fun. And a company of artists that's recruited from around the state, which is something we're starting to work on now. We're in the first year of a three-year project to begin to recruit and design an artistic company that can operate in this way. So it's very exciting.
We've noticed a lot more local Alaska artists working with the company, especially the actors. Some of the actors last year you brought in were local Anchorage actors, and it's really nice to see them on stage working with the actors you're bringing in from outside. Do you find that exciting?
Oh, it's tremendously exciting. Perseverance had a great period. When I first worked for the theater, I was living in Anchorage and was sort of recruited to move down here. I'm sitting in Juneau now. And we had the capacity to go and audition around the state and bring talent in from all over Alaska. And the economics of that didn't stand up over time, but it was one of the most fruitful periods for the theater artistically. I think it led directly to Paula Vogel's residency and ultimately writing How I Learned to Drive and the Pulitzer Prize she won, which is fantastic. So there's great talent around Alaska, and if we have the wherewithal and the means to connect with those people and bring them here and work with Alaskans from all over the state, it's a great thing. It's good for the state, I think, too, because we're so big and so spread out that if we can work together from different parts of the state, we learn more about who we are as a people. So I think that's great. It's also not just actors. We've had great luck with designers like Lucy Peckham and Lauren Miller, stage managers, writers. We'll be talking about our Alicia Jones soon. So there's all kinds of talent from the Anchorage area that we're really, really fortunate to be able to work with.
And you are doing one of our Alicia's plays, I understand,
summer. It's our world premiere this
year. Winner.
She's outstanding. Yeah, it'll be February. Yeah.
Well, let's jump into the season then. We sort of jumped over the first play, but let's go ahead and dive in with Arlisha's play. Let's talk a bit about that. Arlisha Jones is a local Anchorage playwright who, by the way, we want to mention, is also an award-winning playwright, along with the other two playwrights that you are featuring this year. She just won the Samuel French Off-Off-Broadway Play Contest in New York City. So congratulations, Arlisha, if you are listening. Josh, why don't you talk a little bit about the play that you're doing, Rush at Everlasting?
Sure. It's set against the backdrop of the 1930s. It's these two women that have fallen on hard times, and it kind of starts off with them like thinking back to the time that they actually were spending in Alaska during this gold rush era. And it's really kind of a great like character piece, and the idea of the rush at everlasting is this run at immortality and becoming a legend. And it's this great story about these two women and what they're doing and how they relate to each other.
So is it a two-person play?
No, well, there's actually three cast. Ruby Gold, Africa Jade, and Jim Ryan, I think, is the the other main character there.
And I understand another sort of Anchorage connection, Boston Christopher, is going to be directing that show along Jane Winger, who has had, not from Anchorage, but has a great presence in Alaska, is going to be the dramaturg on that play, right?
Yeah, Boston's going to be directing it. Him and Arlisha have been working on this for quite a while. I mean, they worked on it a little bit in down in Valdez, where they initially kind of started working through it.
And let's go back to the first play then, God of Carnage. Art, why don't you talk a bit about that show?
Sure. It's a terrific play. It's by Yasmina Reza, who is probably best known for her play Art. It won the Tony Award in 2009. Yasmina writes in French, so Christopher Hampton is her adapter and translator for the English versions. And the play God of Carnage is about two sets of parents who meet in a living room, and they're working out what to do about their sons. They each have an 11-year-old son, and they've had an interaction on the playground involving a stick and a broken tooth. And you never meet the boys. I kind of get the sense that the boys have worked out their relationship already, but the parents are having a harder time moving past it. And they say at the beginning of the play, we're going to be very polite and civilized about this. And you know, if you know anything about theater, you know that that's not how it goes. So it's a terrific sort of parody of modern parenting. And when we read it a couple of years ago, there were some parents in the room that were listening to it that said, yeah, this is what it's like. Very, very funny play.
Interesting. You know, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, and our guests are Art Roach and Josh Lohman from Perseverance Theater, and we're talking about the shows they're bringing to Anchorage this coming season. Let's continue on talking about some of the shows, and you're finishing up with, I have to admit, one of my all-time favorite playwrights, Tennessee Williams, and one of his most remarkable plays, in my opinion anyway. Why don't you talk about that?
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams. So it's about Maggie the cat and her husband, Brick, who is the favored son of this southern family that is about to lose their patriarch, Big Daddy. And Maggie is very ambitious, and Brick is not. And Big Daddy has just been diagnosed with what he calls a spastic colon, but it's actually a terminal kind of cancer. And the family has gathered, and they're really interested in what the will might say, and it goes on from there. So it's about generations and that sort of thing, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sort of Southern Gothic piece, very, very rich language, and Maggie is one of the most memorable characters ever written. I want to plug two of the actors because one of them has a great Anchorage connection. Our Brick is being played by Enrique Bravo, who you would have seen as Rudy Cavera in Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls. He's a terrific actor, and he is our first company member. And then his father, Big Daddy, because Enrique is Latino, his father is being played by Lee Cano, a University of Alaska Anchorage graduate from back in the day, and part of that company I mentioned earlier that I first came to Perseverance to work with. So it's great to get Lee back to Alaska. It'll be great to have him in Anchorage.
You know, I'm just going to do a little side thing here on this play. Jerry Harper did it when he was still alive, and I met a woman at a party who was just very unhappy that her son, a lawyer, had moved to Anchorage. She was a New Yorker all her life, and she had raised him as a single mom, and she just didn't understand. And I said, well, everybody's talking about the great outdoors. We have all this culture in town. And the upshot was that I took her to see this play with on Sunday with Jerry Harper playing it at the end of Act One when he says, liars, 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 and the curtain comes up. She's crying, and she said, oh, Gene, I had no idea. I had no idea.
This has introduced one of my favorite words, and not in the introduced, but mendacity is such a wonderful word used in this play. Well, this is great to see that Cat on Hot Tin Roof is coming to Anchorage. Josh, do you want to talk anything more about these plays that are coming up?
I mean, it's kind of nice. This will be the first year when all three of our shows are coming up directly from Juneau. So, like, God of Carnage is running September 13th to October 6th in Juneau, and then jumping straight up here on November 1st. Mm-hmm. So all we're doing is moving this stuff up. and starting on November 1st with our run of God of Carnage. And the same thing with Rush at Everlasting and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, with Rush starting on February 14th and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof starting on April 11th. And actually running for 3 full weeks for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. That's going to be the first one that we do for a full 3-week run, and we're going to see how that works. And hopefully we can do that more often.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to all 3 of these plays. You know, we began this conversation by talking about Perseverance's desire to expand beyond Juneau, and you're bringing these shows to Anchorage. And Josh, you're now here in Anchorage working with Perseverance. What challenges do you see as far as bringing shows from another theater space to this space, as far as in an art also adapting from one space to another? Do you find challenges in doing that?
Well, I mean, there's definitely there. If you've ever been down to Perseverance's theater, it's a very different space than the Sidney Lawrence Theater. It's the shapes are different. There's always going to be a little bit of adjustment in there. And the other is, I mean, normally you move a show from one place to another. You might stick it on a truck and send it up. But Juneau to Anchorage is a little bit more complex than tossing something on a truck. So we have to look at a lot of different options, sticking on a barge, sticking on a plane. How do we get all these things, especially some of the giant set pieces we've done? I mean, if you remember Of Mice and Men last year, the entire barn, that was a giant set piece.
That was a pretty impressive set.
It was impressive.
Yeah, and getting that up from Anchorage was, I mean, the fact that we were able to get everything together and get it up here, it was great. We're learning a lot every single time. We're seeing what we can keep up here, what we can move back.
Mm-hmm.
The logistics of it are, we're learning something every time to kind of like get this smoother and smoother.
Oh, great. We have less than 1 minute left. And Art, would you want to say anything about future plans of perhaps other shows you might be bringing to Anchorage?
Well, we'll be adding a fourth production the following season. So starting in the fall of 2014, we'll have a 4-play schedule. So I'm very excited about that. And then around that time, as we're launching that season, we'll know, we'll be making a decision about whether this is a permanent move and whether it'll stay. I think it's very encouraging. The attendance has been really good, and the support from the community has been really, really gratifying too. So we're very hopeful this will be a long-term success and a long-term part of our scene here in Alaska.
Thank you.
We hope to. Josh, yes, go ahead.
If I could just say one more thing, just as a reminder, our subscriptions are on sale, and there's a special early bird discount through the end of this month. So if you buy your subscriptions through Centertix or through giving us a call before the end of the month, it's an additional discount on that. So,
oh, great.
Go for it.
Well, thanks, Josh Lumen and Art Roach from Perseverance Theater Company, bringing 3 exciting shows to Anchorage this coming season. Thanks a lot for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Stories at the Cemetery returns Sunday, August 11th at 6 p.m. at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. All stories will be told in a single location to accommodate those who find it difficult to walk through the cemetery grounds. We invite you to bring your own chair. Enter at the John McGoy Gate at 7th and Cordova Streets. Call 907-343-6814 for more information.
Auditions for The Cost of Living Revisited by Catherine Stedham are at 7 o'clock tonight and 10 a.m. tomorrow in the Alaska Club Theater in the Creekside Plaza in Wasilla. Actors will be asked for cold readings of the script. There are 5 female roles aged 30 to 65. The play will be performed in Wasilla October the 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th. The all-volunteer production is a fundraiser for breast cancer programs in the Valley. For more information, contact director Annie Benson-Williams at 232-0085.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road through August 26th, a comical improv look at everyday life in a small town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sunday at 3:30 and 6 and Monday at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.